Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's our vacation land town of the week. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who's pretty sure he saw his dad's 55 purple Oldsmobile 88, it's Michael Feldman.
There was only one. It had to be. I'm not kidding. I remember it. My dad came home with this car, and it was he bought it on the showroom floor. And it was the only one of its kind ever made. It was grape purple, 55 Oldsmobile. Sweet. And it was a very nice car. It had the big, wide white walls on it, which I scrubbed as part of my job. But never saw another one like it. And I'm sure if it was around somewhere, you know, it would be that one, because I never saw another. Never saw that color again, you know. So I think I saw it. It was a magic moment for me. Well, you know, each week at this time, we read actual memos sent in by actual listeners so that actual listeners shall not perish from the actual earth. This is not actually a memo, so I thought I'd lead with it. It's not our memo. We'll get to that in a minute. But this is kind of cool because it was from a small fire department in New York State, and from their website, answering questions about fire department and so forth and their services, and it's kind of good, I thought. It says, how long will it take for the fire trucks to arrive once I call 911? Answer, it is difficult to put an exact amount of time on this. It depends on the day of the week, time of day, and the time of year. If it is during the day, Monday through Friday, most of the firefighters will be at work and will not even be aware there is an alarm, or they will be too far away to respond. If it is in the middle of the night, they have to get out of bed, get dressed for the weather, drive their vehicles to the firehouse, get dressed in their protective firefighting gear, and finally drive the fire truck to your location. So the best time to need them is during the day on a weekend, during warm weather. The actual will get there quicker than you think, but it may seem like an eternity. So that's best website, as far as I'm concerned. And here's the actual memo sent in by an actual listener. It's... they have a toast to the end of summer at the office, which is a pretty good thing to do. Doesn't sound like that much fun, but here's what it is. It's this is for the toast to the end of summer on Wednesday, August 28th, from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m., 1 hour. You got to pack it in. And here it is. Because of your suggestions, red and white wine are being added to the menu, along with beer, lemonade, and water. Additionally, pretzels and popcorn will be complimentary. We trust employees to use good judgment, but since alcohol will be served, we have a responsibility to make sure we enforce the following rules. The legal drinking age is 21. All employees will be carded. Trained staff will monitor consumption and flag where appropriate. Please remember to bring your state ID, not just your employee ID. Alcohol content information will be provided for each beverage. I guess it would be a yes or no on the cup. Alcoholic drinks will be served during 1 hour service time. Employees are welcome to spend time later than 5:30 p.m. and collect themselves. If you'd like to arrive earlier and get carded and receive the required wristband to receive alcoholic drinks, please arrive at 4. Just sport your wristband. Wine drinkers will get a one-tab wristband, which is one drink. Beer drinkers will get a two-tab, two-drink wristband. The reason for the drink maximum correlates to alcohol content in each drink. This sounds like fun already. Makes you want to go, doesn't it? There will be a two-drink per person maximum for beer, 12-ounce drinks, and a one-drink per person for those who chose wine while supplies last. Employees can choose to drink either beer or wine at this event. You may not drink both. Those employees wanting beer must come to the beer area and get one drink at a time and may not get beer for other people. No sharing of beverages. That goes without saying, I think. and participants must dispose of any leftover drinks in the trash and not simply down them. Taxi cabs will be called as needed. Thank you so much for that memo. It sounds like a fun time on the 28th.
It's a party.
I'm going.
It's a party. I'm going.
Oh, I'm there. I am so there.
Me and my hip flask.
Yeah. Yeah. Where are they? Where can you send those memos to?
People can send memos to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or they can go to notmuch.com and find a way to post it there.
And if people still use in the mails?
Mm-hmm. With stamps and all that. The address is 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706, care of What Do You Know? Thanks for the memos.
That seems quaint, doesn't it? People of your age group.
You don't even have to lick the stamps anymore.
That's very exciting. That was an exciting innovation back in... whenever that was, it made a lot of difference. Now, I'm on Twitter, and if people want to like to get involved in that, how do they do that?
They follow you. Your Twitter handle's @MyFeldman.
Yeah.
You're pretty prolific, actually, out there in the tweetosphere.
It's beyond
you're
prolific.
You're Twitterific.
Prolific is not what it is. It's a condition.
It's a nervous condition.
It's another nervous condition, mm-hmm. Okay.